But it's not midnight to one. It's after one. Do you remember midnight to one? That's a thing we used to do.
Wow, yeah.
<that's>... Callback.
God damn.
I was actually thinking about that the other day. I was like, I just realized
what
my
time
schedule.
Is it for you?
It's one. Surprisingly enough, with the Ivara cloak.
Yeah. All right, we're live.
You look pretty dashing with the rapier.
So here's the thing. That rapier, I cannot use as Ivara.
Yeah, I understand that. It's not a Ivara weapon.
Banshee, however.
Yes. Oh, yeah, absolutely. I couldn't use it as Nezha.
It looks right to me in my head.
Yeah. No, I agree. It was wrong for Nezha, because, like, obviously Chinese-inspired frame.
Yeah.
Doesn't quite feel right for French weapon. Just don't.
Yeah, I get that.
Whereas right now, I'm running around as Nova with the rapier and Ivara's cloak.
Mm-hmm.
And it is absolutely glorious looking. Although Nova's not exactly what I call a melee-focused frame.
Yeah. Also, unfortunately, as a throwback, mm-hmm. I did title the broadcast Midnight to One.
Of course you did.
Of course I did.
I don't even know if I still own that domain. I don't think
I don't know.
Do.
Why did we even call it that?
Because we were going to record it every night at midnight.
Oh, that's
one.
Right. We were, because we were losing our goddamn minds.
Yeah, that was a little bit of mental silliness. However, the problem with that now is it's a twofold problem.
Man.
One, you're in a very different time zone than where you used to be.
Vastly different time zone.
And two, I now don't go to bed until at least 2 a.m. on the regular now. Because
yep.
I got this thing where I'm working from home. So, yeah.
As long as you get your hours in, it doesn't matter what time it starts and ends.
Well, see, that's actually where my problem has been lately. Oh, by the way, I'm going to steal this recording from you and use it as a tonight's hidden note so I don't record it.
Oh, that's fine. Go for it. Yeah,
so,
absolutely. You're welcome.
Yeah.
I don't know how you're going to rip the audio.
Well, did you get the premium thing?
But I believe in you. Yes. Like, I don't know if it does local recording.
Oh, well,
recordings.
You'll have to see if you can download it.
I'll get it.
And obviously don't download it because you have that limited internet thing.
Yeah, but if I can, I'll get you the stuff.
Give me the link.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I mean, I will, I probably should start recording myself, but nah,
actually, you don't have to, Justin, because we can post the recording and you can just embed the player.
I could, but I don't know how that's going to work with an RSS feed.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe. You know, that might work.
We can find out. Wait, who the fuck uses an RSS feed for your stuff?
Anybody who runs a podcast. That's how podcasts work.
So, like, two people?
Everyone.
Like, all
two
of
them? If you have, then there's a lot more than two people who listen to podcasts.
Both of them are you?
I hope so.
No,
trust me. More people listen to podcasts. I think that's honestly the only thing people use RSS for nowadays.
I don't know anyone other than you that uses RSS and like actually uses it.
All podcasters use RSS.
Bullshit,
it's
because I'm a podcaster and I don't use it.
If anybody downloads your stuff through a podcasting software like iTunes or whatnot, they need an RSS feed to download that.
None of my things go to iTunes or things like that. They all go directly to site.
Well, that's not podcasting.
I mean, it is.
It's not.
By definition, it is.
No,
by technicality, it's not.
No, by definition, it's not.
Bullshit, it's not. Motherfucker, I can post straight to YouTube and it's podcasting.
That's not podcasting, that's YouTube.
Nope.
What makes it a podcasting is the RSS feed. Otherwise, it's an audio blog or audio show.
Nope, I don't believe you.
Just because you record something, say, on a radio station, and then, you know, put it on YouTube later, doesn't make it a podcast. Although, they would try to have you believe otherwise.
I mean, you know what? I'm gonna stop running around on my Lisette. I'm gonna look up the definitive definition of podcast.
Well, let me know how that turned out.
We're gonna see. Podcast. A digital audio or video file or recording, usually part of a themed series that can be downloaded from a website to a media player or computer.
So,
and that's
is that
dictionary.com.
Vague to you?
Yeah, it's pretty vague.
It's pretty vague. Because that doesn't make me wrong, but it doesn't make you wrong either.
Right, but I'm not saying that you're wrong and that I'm right.
But
we're both correct, just at varying degrees of correctness.
The point is, Everybody uses RSS.
I'm better than you. No one uses RSS. At many things.
Plenty of people use RSS.
For instance, living in Alaska. I'm better than you.
You don't know that. I've never tried living in Alaska. I'm
right,
awesome,
but by default...
I might be able to catch salmon with my bare hands.
I might have bare hands.
See, right, we were both on top of that.
We're basically the same person.
No. Me and your cousin are the same people.
No.
Not anymore?
No.
Oh. That's almost disappointing.
Not really.
I said almost disappointing.
So Banshee with Ivara's super fancy cloak thing looks amazing.
I really like her cloak thing.
It's so good. Especially now that we have cloth physics.
Right, right. So... by the way, in case people who are listening to this have no idea what we're talking about, we're talking about Warframe.
We're talking about Warframe, which we are both currently playing. Well, I use the term playing very loosely. Justin is playing. I am walking in circles. That's it. That's all I've been doing is walking in
circles.
It's true.
It's
like, true. You can hear my key presses right now.
I mean, it's true, you can hear mine.
It's just me walking in
circles. Click, 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 click,
click. You don't make the sound effects for your own key clicks, buddy.
Yeah, I do. Click, 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 click.
That's not how it works.
That's what's happening.
You know what?
It's happening right now.
You know what I'm going to do to you? I have 11 hours and 51 minutes of time remaining. I will use every single one of them.
For what, recording?
Yeah.
Oh, God. You're a monster.
I am a monster. I will make you
wow,
wait.
So much for this,
wow.
So much for this recording going up.
I don't listen to your little podcast.
It's only had one episode so far.
Oh, excellent. So I don't listen to your podcast.
You've listened to 0% of the episodes.
I've listened to 0%. And just think, if I'd listened to one, I'd be batting 1,000 right now.
You would. You'd be like
That's
my most loyal fan.
Jump, Justin. You see, batting 1,000.
No, I know. I understand that. I'm not completely ignorant of sports.
I
understand. I understand batting 1,000 means you have a perfect batting average.
Yeah.
You've never
right.
missed a swing? Yeah? I'm starting to doubt.
I don't know.
Now I'm starting to doubt.
Sports.
Oh, hey, Warframe concept.
Yeah, what do you got? Is it a baseball player?
No. It's a Valvin thing.
Okay. Before we get into this...
Mm-hmm.
We have to have an intervention with Digital Extremes.
Okay, go on.
Because they say Valbin's name wrong.
Okay.
Okay. And I get it, it's their game, they can say it however they want, but they're doing it wrong and they need to stop. I was watching Rebecca go through the Second Dream Quest, the last bit of it, on the Xbox One earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And I swear to you, she said it like 4 different ways throughout the stream, all of them wrong.
I think they do it on purpose.
Do they? Because it
I think
works.
They do.
Also, Jeff looks and sounds exactly like Ray Romano.
Fair enough. Anyway.
Anyway, moving
so,
on.
So, I know how to fix his second ability.
Okay, who's?
His crappy little jump pad thing.
Oh, right. That thing that is
yeah,
only
I know
good
how to fix
for
it.
Trolling your teammates.
So here's how you fix it.
How do we fix it?
Let it just stick to walls and ceilings and floors.
It already does.
Instead of it launching you when you touch it, you cling to it. If
you
wall grab...
You want a sticky pad.
Hold on. Yeah, essentially, you cling to it as long as the pad stays there.
Okay.
And if you bullet jump off of it, it launches you like it's a jump pad thing.
Okay.
So it makes it more useful. He can now be some sort of weird-ass, you know, wall-clinging sniper.
He's Klingon.
Yeah, it's gonna be
he just clings on to everything. I'm not
and,
sorry.
Yeah, I know. I'm just gonna. I'm playing through it. Okay, I'm just playing through
it. I believe you can do it.
But it makes the ability more useful instead of here. Let me throw a jump pad under your feet. Ha ha ha! You went flying.
Yeah, that's basically what it is right now.
Right.
I'm pretty sure that exact scenario has played out with me on the ha ha you flying end every time.
You've done it to people. You've had it done to you.
Had it done to me?
I've done it to people, and I've had it done to me.
Did you do me? I'm confused.
No. Awkward?
Is it?
A little bit.
Oh, I thought we had something.
We don't. I'm married.
I thought we were friends. I know. I bought your wife. I bought your wife a Christmas present.
Oh, that reminds me. We need to know your birthday.
She made this demand.
Yeah, she quote, wants to make sure we take care of you. Because, let me put it this way. If I go out to the living room right now, on the coffee table will be two cats sleeping on a Alice in Wonderland book pillow.
Yep.
And my wife will be sleeping in the chair underneath one blanket, and then on top of that blanket will be a banner of House Stark.
Nice.
So, yeah, that has been the situation.
I love that I bought you that pillow for Christmas.
Cats
and you have gotten zero enjoyment out of it.
I used it once. I was like, oh, this is nice. When I first opened it up, yeah. You know. And then the cats were like, oh, this is...
What's that? A pillow? Oh, yes, for us.
It's
thank
beautiful.
You.
Thank you. I was like, but we didn't buy it for you. I know, that's why we wanted it.
I know, it's mine now.
Well, let me put it this way. You actually got three gifts for the household. Want to know why?
Box.
The box.
Dude, come on.
The other two cats love the box. We haven't gone out the box because they want to keep sleeping in the box. Like, that is their favorite box right now. So, yeah.
It's multi-purpose. I wonder, who did I get that? Was that through ThinkGeek?
That was through ThinkGeek.
I know,
because it's on the box.
Yeah, I know. I wonder if it's all that monkey breath.
There's a lot of monkey breath in there.
I love it.
It's free of charge.
Did they put it in there?
Yeah, they did.
It's a pillow and a blanket. Come on.
It's hilarious.
Oh, man. For anybody paying attention at this point, I work in the pest control industry, and we order in chemicals a lot. And, like, my boss just made, like, a $60,000 order for chemicals. They shipped us the last time that we got chemicals a bottle. It's probably a 2-ounce bottle of this, of a new chemical that we're wanting to test out and see how it works.
Mm-hmm.
They put it in a box that I swear to you I could fit an old CRT monitor in.
Wow.
And it was like one little bitty bottle and just nothing but fucking packing peanuts and papers and then it in a little itty bitty box inside of all that.
So, okay, I mean, this may be like, I don't know if you're allowed to because of industry secrets or whatever. How do you guys test if something works?
There are no industry secrets. For things like this, so the best part about this is like, because this specific chemical is dealing with bed bugs. People bring us bed bugs into the shop all the time.
What?
Like in little Ziploc bags to make sure that that's the issue. Because people don't know what the fucking bed bug is.
Oh, okay, I guess that makes
sense.
And so
they hold up the bag and we're like, yep, that's a bed bug. And about 40% of the time we go, and it's female, and it's pregnant, and it's probably already laid eggs. And they lose their shit. But, so we're, like, never in a short supply of things. And, like, we get beetles in all the time. And, like, we had a wolf spider on Friday. This guy brought it in because they got a shipment of bananas. And he's like, I just need to know what kind of spider this is. He's like, because my boss says it's a black widow. And I was like, well, first off, if it's a black widow, that is the most docile spider on the face of the earth. Until you piss it off, and then it will fuck you. Secondly, that's a wolf spider. And he's like, oh, okay, cool, never mind then.
They don't even look close together, do they?
No. Well, to someone who looks at a spider and goes, eek, a spider, they can look very similar. No.
Like, yeah, that's what I usually hear from people down here. It's like, oh, spider, that's a tarantula.
No.
It's like, no, no?
No.
No, sorry. Let me take the bet. If it's a big spider, tarantula. If it's a tiny spider at all, it's a brown recluse. It could be completely wrong color and shape, but it's brown recluse.
If it's a big spider here in Alaska, it's not, oh god, it's a tarantula, it's let me grab my shotgun. And if it's a small spider, everyone automatically assumes it's a black widow and loses their shit. It's like black widows, you can keep a black widow spider as a pet.
Yeah.
And like, it will high-five you. As long as you are awesome to it.
Really?
Yeah.
Black widows are spider bros?
They are spider bros, yeah. That's the thing that, like, no one understands about black widows. Like, they like dark, moist, warm places. You give
like
them that, right, because we're guys. You give them that. That was a sex joke,
humans,
by the way.
But okay. I meant humans, but okay.
You give them that, and you don't disturb them, they don't give a shit what you do. Now you start batting it around, it's gonna fucking eat your shit for lunch.
Fair enough.
Much like most of the service techs in the pest control industry. We are docile.
I get it.
Until you fuck with us. And then we walk out of your job because you're being a dick. people get really pissed off. They don't realize that we have the authority to just not do the job because, like,
we're a small company.
We're the company, so we decide what the job we do is. Like,
yeah.
Unless it's like a Terminex account or something, because we are subcontractor for Terminex, Orkin, Ecolab, Diversi, Rent-A-Kill.
Rent-A-Kill.
Yeah.
That is...
That's a company name right there.
Yeah.
Like in my personal car, I have service slips, blanks, for at least 15 companies.
Huh.
So like Walmart, let's say that they go through Terminex for their pest control. Once their like contract with Terminex is up, it'll get rebid, and say Ecolab bids in at a better price, they'll go, okay, we're gonna switch to Ecolab. So it's still us. We walk in, we pull off the Terminex labeling for the stations, we put up the Ecolab labeling. Traps never move. change the label.
That's because
we're the only ones up here that are subcontractors for all of it.
Yeah.
That I know of. I don't know if Eagle is. Eagle sucks, though. If you work for Eagle Pest Control in Alaska, I'm not sorry.
Nice.
Your truck is stupid, and your license plate that says Eagle makes me angry, because it makes me think of Scrubs, and then I get sad because Scrubs is off here.
When are you guys moving, by the way, since you're talking about the DirectX thingamajigger? DirectX, no, DirecTV.
we discussed DirectX. DX11 is the future.
I see.
I mean, it's the now, it's already out. We're looking for probably July. Hopefully by. If not, it'll be another year.
Ah. Now, but when you move, does that mean more better internet?
I'll have better internet this week coming up.
Really?
Yeah, I'm gonna, because, so, I bought 9 buckets of data at 10 gigs a piece at, I think it's 10 gigs for 10 bucks. So yeah. Our bill was an extra $90, which for this month only put it to like 44, which isn't bad at all, given that it's usually $85.
See, remind me a second to tell you how much I saved on my internet this month.
Yeah, and so instead of, because this is like the third time that we've busted the data cap, because like I downloaded like PlanetSide and stuff.
Right.
And instead of just occasionally having to fork out more money for, let's be honest, getting shit on, I'm just going to pay the, I think it's like $180. And get the 1 gig down, 50 meg up, and it comes with like 750 gig bandwidth.
That's not bad.
Which is plenty.
I don't know. I think you could go through that.
Oh, I could if I wanted to. Yeah, but I mean, I'm not doing video streaming from this location ever. It's just not a thing that's gonna happen.
You tried it.
I did, but that was more so to see something. Also, the reason that didn't work, I only have 5 meg upload. I'm sorry.
Oh.
If I had 5 gig upload, good God. Yeah, I've only got 5 megs of upload. I found that out today. Yeah. I was like, oh, that makes sense.
Yeah. Perfectly coughing in the distance. I believe there's a bit of a flu virus coming through the household.
I had a client cancel on Friday. She's like, we've got the flu. And I was like, yeah, no, I'm not coming over there. We didn't think you wanted to. All right, escape.
So that thing should be on the way to you.
Inbox, accept. Mixler.
That's right, Mixler makes it happen.
Mixler, is that their catchphrase? That's a great catchphrase.
I don't think it is.
Dear
Mixler, should be. Mixler, make it happen.
Fucking
wink.
We'll take royalties on that.
I mean, sure, why not? Free services will work fine too. Give us that like Grandmaster Pro level.
Grandmaster Pro. Grand Admiral Thrawn.
Yeah, he doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah, he does.
I haven't seen him.
I mean, he's. I don't know that he's in Episode 7.
I don't know. He doesn't exist in the universe. Anyway, he exists in an old universe.
How dare. Volpine Mask. Equip that stance. I like that stance up. Yep, this is definitely a Banshee sword.
It's beautiful.
Stances.
It's just the cape, though. The cape just seems to just it worked perfectly for the cape, although it does clip the cape just a little bit.
Just a bit. But yes, to be fair, everything in the game clips capes.
Yeah. They really need to work on that.
Give them time, man. I mean, it took forever for us to get claw physics, and now they're amazing.
Well, they're starting to be. Some of the capes are just... Well, they just look dumb.
You mean 90% of the capes?
Yeah.
You mean all of the capes that aren't the two that I like?
Well, not all of them.
It's a lie, there.
Okay, the one we like is the Sailor, which is great. I like the Udyat. You don't care for it. But I don't like these, like, the V-shaped capes that they have, like, a ton of.
Like,
now.
We'll go over real quick as the attachments, yeah. So, the Salix is awesome. The Rota Scientana, which is a Tenno-Jin, is awesome.
Although that's not really a cape. It's more classic Scientana.
It is more classic-ish. The
Palatine's nice.
Igaro Scientana is awesome.
Now see, I don't care for those. And, like
I would like the Pakal Scientana if it didn't have the cloth bit. Or if it had a shorter one.
I would like the Pakal if it didn't have that thing in the middle.
No, I dig
that little, like, I feel like I'm gonna, like, be zapping bugs.
Yeah,
thing.
Man. I work in pest control, bro.
I see.
So I went in, we had, like, a micro work day today. Went in for a couple hours to clean up the office some. And my operations manager hands me these three super, super old-looking fly lights. They're like the, like, you plug them into your wall.
Wow.
Like, it's not even like there's a cord. It's like you plug it into the outlet.
Wow.
And he's like, clean these up. He's like, if you can get them looking sellable, we'll put them 50% off, we'll put new bulbs in it, we'll put new glue boards in it, we'll sell them. I'm like, okay, cool. So I clean it out. Clean everything up. Flies, by the way, when you electrocute them enough, they just turn into... If you, for some strange reason, ever run out of glue and you need to stick something to anything, get a whole bunch of flies and it'll just zap the shit out of them. Slap them to whatever you need to glue and then slap it to whatever you need to.
Keep that in mind.
Just if you're ever stranded on an island with a zappy thing and no glue but flies. Yeah. And, got everything cleaned up, and, turns out they were not old at all. They were just dirty as fuck.
Wow.
But yeah, no. I was dealing with fly lights today. What is this imitation? An exterminate?
Yes, it's an archwing. Archwing, whatever.
That does not... That is need-to-know information. This does not...
I didn't click start yet.
It does not help me level up.
Right, but this is a 19 extract. It's an exterminate. It'll be fast. Well, luckily you need five less, since, you know.
Yeah, that's true. Let's equip the Fluctus, as it's the only useful one in the queen. And... let's go. I'm sorry for all these times that I hit the mic, but,
I'm not hearing it.
I'm watching Mixler pick it up. It's picking it up because my mixer is picking it up. I have additional filters in TeamSpeak. Because TeamSpeak lets me kill out even more echo and background.
I see.
Yeah, I wish more programs did that. But, my mic stand is literally a flagpole holder, three pieces of PVC this time I've upgraded, a bolt, a couple of wing nuts, and a clamp to hold my mic.
I see.
But if
fun fact, by the way, this is Sedna. So, a little higher level. The planet is Sedna, so a little higher level arc ring.
I have a Fluctus, man. I kill everything.
Yeah, but then you also have this happening. We nuclear missiles.
This is not... Oh, it is. I'm just stupid and using the wrong abilities. I went to go dash at some enemies and just turned into his little fuse. Is my energy call on this thing black? It is. Are you scanning things?
Yeah. I've been realizing that a lot of my missing scans for, Grenier are Arcwing stuff. And unfortunately, I can't equip Helios here.
I still don't understand why we can't have the Sentinels.
No, I want a little fighter jet for Cooper.
You want a little Cooper fighter jet?
A little Cooper fighter jet, you know?
Man. When are you going to go watch the Star War?
We were supposed to, like, 2 weekends ago.
Yeah, I know.
We were talking about going tomorrow, but, if she's going sick and if I'm coming down with something, then odds are probably not. Ooh, I got that just before you killed him. Didn't get that one. Anyway, Soon, I hope. Although, at this point, I think I know all the big spoilers. Like, I think it's impossible to use most internet sites without being...
Because, you know, Chewbacca is Han Solo's father, and Leia actually never actually...
Leia died in the Empire Strikes Back, and they revealed that.
Yeah.
She was actually replaced by a clone.
Yeah. That would actually make a lot of sense to me.
Would it?
Is that weird? Yeah. Once you watch the movie, you'll understand. What is it, Grand Marshal, or whatever the hell she is, of the Republic, or whatever.
She's a military leader?
To General Mom, MD. Like,
nice.
Like, she is Super Mom. It's just like, this is not the Leia that we left off with.
Well, you know, 30 years will change somebody. Yeah. Especially when it's a 30-year war that's lasted longer than, you know, the Empire even existed. Yeah. So there's that.
Also, Chewbacca has a girlfriend.
Really? Wait, also Wookiee, or...?
I'm not gonna say.
Oh, boy.
Because it could be. It could be some human chick. It could be Han Solo, who knows?
Oh, so Rey is Chewbacca's daughter.
Yeah, that's what it is.
That explains why she can fly the ship.
It could also just be that she's Force-sensitive and innately is good with ships. Much like Luke and Anakin.
Wait, would she fly the ship better if, like... The ship had two engines, like, lassoed with ropes.
Shut the fuck up.
Fucking dumbest idea ever.
It's working!
No, I mean, seriously, think about how absolutely crazy and insane you would have to be to get behind that vehicle.
Yeah, man.
Alright, we're gonna take two jet turbines, right? We're gonna tie them with rope to essentially a metal bucket.
Not even good rope.
Yeah, not even good rope. And these engines, are they shielded? No. Nah. They are radioactive, however.
But
if you drive fast enough, you could drive faster than the radiation.
I'm sorry, I just caught what you said. You're gonna drive faster than the radiation that is always in front of me at all times. Oh.
Yeah.
I hate you so much for that.
I know.
That was amazing.
You're welcome.
Oh man, speaking of things that are amazing and radioactive, so, have you ever watched any videos from the YouTube channel Veritasium?
Nope.
Okay, first
rings
off,
a bell, though.
What is wrong? Second
Many
off,
things.
Second off, you should check it. If you ever get curious about some stuff randomly, just like, and you don't know what you're actually curious about, you just feel like learning something.
Mm-hmm.
Go look up something on Veritasium, because I believe his name Derek? I don't remember. I've lost it right now because I'm tired. Anyway, but he actually did a documentary on uranium that I watched the first half of, and it's really, like, I learned about uranium.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to understand what the hell I'm looking at here.
Close into it.
I'm looking at one of my scans, Lancer Drakes.
Drakes.
And I don't know if it's supposed to be, like, a guy in a machine or not?
I do.
Because if it's a guy in a machine, I think his legs have been amputated.
There it is. Okay, let's do this real quick. I want to see how this thing feels.
The rapier?
The rapier.
I see. It feels like, what was it? The, one of the earlier podcasts we used to do.
What's that?
At least the ones we tried to do, like in World of Warcraft and whatnot.
That
Or while we were gaming.
Man, that WoW podcast. We had a
set. That was
set.
A train wreck.
We had a
we
set.
We did have a set. D'Artagnan.
Oh my
look,
God.
Look at that melee combo list. Look how simple they are.
I'm scared. Where is it at?
Escape melee.
Melee combo.
It's mostly E, pause, slash.
Oh, good. Alright. I'm just gonna go every. I love this run animation. Oh my God.
Oh yeah. Block a few shots with it. Oh, never mind. You won't even bother. Watch how lazy you are about blocking shots.
Ding, ding.
You just gotta swipe away. It's like, yeah.
That's amazing.
Whatever.
This is great for the audio podcast thing.
It's beautiful. What we are looking at right now is two fancy, fancy frames running around, sneaky, sneaky like.
God, silence is so overpowered.
Oh, yeah. And there's that lethal whatever. Okay, what was it?
Covert
the lethal
down.
Damage. Covertly fell.
For
thank you. Burgers. It is so ridiculous of Banshee. Talking about the quote-unquote meta, again, of the game. It is one of the most powerful things right now. I didn't know about what that was until like about a month ago.
What's that?
The meta. I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah. I'm just leaving.
I thought your dog had it.
Well, okay, first off, that's my death cube. Second off, how dare you? Let's be real, though. That's my dog.
Yeah.
I wish that the assassinate animation worked.
Works for me.
There it goes. It finally did one properly.
So you kind of pull them back and you just kind of just stab the sword through the sternum.
Their body just kind of flops over, and then I do the animation on top of their dead body.
Yeah.
God, I lost just so high right.
Huh, we have an alert.
Did you get spotted?
You got spotted. I just came to the room after you had already, like, you know, not killed the gentleman. You killed no gentleman.
Killed at least a third. I also noticed that...
Hi.
Hi. Okay, never mind. It was a man.
Nope, bolt to the ring. There you go.
He's dead, he's dead.
That guy didn't die.
What?
Now he's dead.
Like something fierce.
Oh, well, here. Not never mind, I don't have that ability equipped.
No, you do not. That's why I just kept running.
I thought I did, but...
You are Nova.
No. I have an ability I can equip with my focus ability.
Oh, that's
that
right.
Will create a field of energy regeneration. And that freaking Morphix, really.
Yeah.
I see we are in the poor Warframe house again.
How is this house?
He has not spawned.
Yourself.
He spawned finally. Yay, Blanky. This is good audio right now.
Yeah, it's just
Heavy breathing and furious clicking.
Death Cube's max rank, I can get rid of it.
Yeah. None of the Sentinels are really useful except Carrier and Helios. And Helios only if you're playing as, you know, a slower frame.
Yeah. Yeah, Banshee is basically like stupid fast speed stealth.
Yeah.
Which is awesome. I have 16 hold. This does 63 puncture by default? Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Pressure point. That on there. It's an auger strike. Yep.
Yeah, I don't bother trying to raise the crit chance. Just because it already does 20% crit chance.
Yeah, I mean, it's 20% crit chance. I mean, yeah, you could get it, you know, too ridiculous, but you could just do raw damage.
Yeah.
I mean, the attacks are so fast.
I do equip organ shatter, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. That, you know, when it does crit 3.8 times 10.
Well, yeah,
sure. With Fury and Berserker on? Woo. I also went with Corrosive because it's, you know, focus energy lets me pop in that Life Strike, no problem.
Yeah. It is, for me currently, I'm going to watch, 9:56.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to stop.
Okay.
I say the record. I'm going to stop the broadcast. So,
right.
To the zero listeners.
Zero listeners.
Bye.
Bye-bye.